Chapter 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the devoted thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the devoted thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth-Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, Go up and spy out the land. The men went up and spied out Ai. They returned to Joshua and said to him, Don't let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and strike Ai. Don't make all the people to toil there, for they are but few. So there went up there of the people about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. The men of Ai struck of them about 36 men, and they chased them from before the gate, even to Shebarim, and struck them at the descent, and the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening, he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. Joshua said, Alas, Lord God, why have you at all brought this people over the Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to cause us to perish? Would that we had been content and lived beyond the Jordan. O Lord, what can I say, after that Israel has turned their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it, and will surround us, and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do for your great name? The Lord said to Joshua, Get up. Why are you fallen on your face? Israel has sinned. Yes, they have even transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. Yes, they have even taken of the devoted thing, and have also stolen, and lied also, and they have even put it among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel can't stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies, because they are become accursed. I will not be with you any more, except you destroy the devoted thing from among you. Up, sanctify the people, and say, Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, for thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, There is a devoted thing in the midst of you, Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the devoted thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought near by your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord takes shall come near by families, and the family which the Lord shall take shall come near by households, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come near man by man. It shall be that he who is taken with the devoted thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done folly in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning, and brought Israel near by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought near the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zerahites. And he brought near the family of the Zerahites man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought near his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. Joshua said to Achan, My son, please give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done. Don't hide it from me. Achan answered Joshua and said, Of a truth I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoil a good Babylonian mantle, and 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and behold, it was hid in his tent, and the silver under it. They took them from the midst of the tent, and brought them to Joshua, and to all the children of Israel, and they laid them down before the Lord. Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the mantle, and the wedge of gold, and his sons, and his daughters, and his oxen, and his donkeys, and his sheep, and his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them up to the valley of Achor. Joshua said, Why have you troubled us? The Lord shall trouble you this day. All Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire and stoned them with stones. They raised over him a great heap of stones to this day, and the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor to this day.